Well, that was a beautiful way to start our worship service this morning. Thank you so much, Shannon. It was just gorgeous. I am so excited to be here this morning and looking out at all these faces. Everywhere I've read and all my experiences have said that this Sunday is Low Sunday. It's usually the week the pastor takes off, and you guys all showed up. I'm not really sure what that says, but I am so glad that you are here, so welcome. And again, what else would we be doing on a cold, wet, rainy morning in April? So, but to come and worship. The risen Christ comes to us and says, "Peace be with you." May we lay down the worries of our lives to welcome the peace of Christ. Sarah has some announcements she will share with us this morning.
Good morning, everybody. Just a quick reminder, I'm going to hit the top four most important announcements, but please make sure that you are reading your Friday updates that you get in your email. If you do not get the Friday updates in your email and you want them, please contact the office. Please make sure you're reading your bulletin. There's a lot of stuff in here, guys, but it's not this week, so you'll hear about it next week. In answer to Pastor's question, what else would we be doing on a rainy April Sunday? The answer is we are Methodists and we are eating. So after church today, please make sure that you stop by the coffee hour. That is the Sunday school students that are supporting that sponsoring that today. And all of your donations will go to Operation Snack Pack to support students in the school district who maybe don't have enough access to food, particularly on the weekends. So get your snack there, get your coffee, right? And then you're going to stop and get tickets, if you don't have them already, to our 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock spring fling downstairs, where there are all sorts of delicious casseroles and salads and desserts. I know there's a cheesecake there. I know that there's going to be mac and cheese, because that's what I'm bringing. But make sure that you stop and get tickets for that. And, you know, I mean, what? Honestly, it's raining and it's gross. What's better than a casserole and it's a comfort food? Come on. So stop in. It's a great fundraiser for our church so that we can help support some of the amazing things that we do here in this church. So then you also need to know that Family Promise is here this week. Where'd Susan go? There's Susan. Susan, do we still need volunteers? We can always use Friday and Saturday. We still need volunteers. So if you, while you're having your snack or at the spring fling, stop and talk to Susan. If you haven't volunteered for Family Promise and you'd like to know what that entails, she'd love to tell you. She'd love to tell you how you can help with this super important ministry that we do. And then last but not least, but on the same theme with food, is on Wednesday, April 10th, is our food and fellowship meal. So please join us for that as well. Share the information out into the community. Y'all, we're Methodists. We love ourselves some food and some potluck and some fellowship. It's amazing. So if you're online, I imagine we can probably put together a to-go plate for today's if you need. There's always to-go plates for food and fellowship. So it's okay. We got you even if you're online. So with that, we are going to stand and sing our first hymn, and we're going to hope that Mom and Elizabeth let me get back there because it's only one verse. We're going to sing it twice, but they got to let me get the back there to it. So stand and sing.
remain standing for our call to worship through our passing of the peace. It is good for God's people to gather together in unity.
We are here at the invitation of God.
In this place, God's love and grace flows into our lives.
In this place, God's blessings abound.
Praise be to God.
Praise be to God.
Let us pray together. Holy One, we gather with grateful hearts to remember the blessings of your light and love as they flow through our lives each day. In this moment, open our hearts to your Holy Spirit. Open our minds to the truth of your story. Open our hands to the welcome the risen Christ among us. And open our eyes to your glory, a glory reflected in the faces around us. In the name of the risen Christ, we pray. Amen. May the peace of the Lord be with you. Receive the Holy Spirit and share the love of the risen Christ with one another. And remember, He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
You guys are so awesome. Let us meet one another with the peace of Christ. Peace be with you. This morning? Okay, I'm on. We'll just keep saying this morning until it's morning. This morning we have an opportunity to pray with one another, to share our joys and our concerns as we are united as brothers and sisters in Christ. One of the prayer concerns I'm going to start with, and since I have the mic, you know, I go first. Not always, but Mike Mayer has been in the hospital for like the last 10 days or so. He is healing from an abdominal surgery, and it is going slower than expected. So what we're praying for is for his system to get moving so the doctors can send him home. So otherwise, he's been in good spirits, but he is now getting a PICC line to provide nutrition to him. He has not been able to eat for the past 10 days, so that's a long time to be without food. And so they are supplying him with nutrition, carefully watching him. He is in the hospital, but we'd like to lift him up. So, Lord, we do ask for healing prayers for Mike Mayer. We pray that you surround him with your mercy and grace, and you bring healing to his body. Allow his digestive system to start working again so that he may feel better and return home soon. Lord, in your mercy.
Okay, I have the other mic, so I'm going to go second. I just want to share the joy of District Soul and Ensemble was yesterday. We have a number of people in this church Mia, Elena, Gavin, Shannon, who all participated. Brian is a band director. Nancy and Elizabeth is accompanist. And it is the most amazing day of wonderful music. And we have some really awesome people in our church that did phenomenally yesterday. Ava Hollingsworth also performed. And it's just, it's really cool. And we're so lucky that we have them and that they come here and they share their music with us.
I'm going to ask one more thing with that, because I know that a lot of parents, either they're at home or online or grandparents, may have some recordings of these. If you can share them with Platteville United Methodist Church website page, then some of the people who are unable to be there may be able to hear some of those wonderful songs. And so I know that we had some firsts out there, some first stars. You guys are phenomenal. So thank you, and thank you. I'm so excited every time they come here and share their music with us, too. We have a very talented group of young people. Lord, we thank you for the talent our young people have. It encourages us to try to be better at what we do and yet admire them so much for their strengths that they have. Lord, in your mercy.
Good morning. This is Brian Lynn here. I would like prayers for my mother. She was taken to Findlay Hospital on Thursday. They found a 2-inch mass on her brain, so then they transferred her to UW-Madison. She had a CT scan last night, and we'll find out more information this morning. It seems like they're going slow going on getting her to surgery, but hopefully today or tomorrow they'll take care of that. So prayers for my mom. Thanks.
Brian, what's your mom's first name?
Jan.
Jan? Lord, we lift up Jan today. We pray that as she meets with the doctors and everything else that is happening around her, that they get her into surgery soon and that the doctors are prepared for the surgery that is ahead. We pray that she recovers completely from this. Lord, in your mercy.
Tom Lindahl. Have a joy. I would like to say that Leanne had a good week, and that's a joy both for her and for me. And I think we need prayers for Hank and his healing after his surgery this week. And for my friend Nikolai in the Ukraine, who just has had some very bad infections, been in the hospital, and now has got to go home. But pray for Nikolai.
Lord, we lift up Leanne this week, and we are so thankful she had a good week. We pray that she continues to have really good weeks where she feels at peace and happy. Lord, we continue to pray for Hank as he had surgery on his knee, and we pray that he is going to be moving more freely really soon. We know that the process of physical therapy and healing from a knee replacement is sometimes longer than we would like it to be, so we pray for a little additional patience for both Hank and for Judy. And Lord, we lift up Nikolai in Ukraine, who had an infection and was in the hospital. We pray that he heals from that. We ask that you surround all of these people that we have mentioned with your love and grace and mercy, allowing them to know that they do not walk this road alone, but you are with them at all times. Lord, in your mercy.
Hi, this is Dawn Drake. I would ask for continued prayers for Matea for healing. She's struggling a bit these days, and so I would just ask for the ongoing prayers from the congregation. Thank you.
Lord, we lift up Matea this morning, and we pray that she has healing. We pray that all of the stuff that is going on around her gets sorted out so that she may be fully at peace when she is at peace. Lord, in your mercy. Other joys or concerns this morning? Yes. She's coming.
This is Susan Schlager. I would like prayers for Jan as she grieves the loss of her sister. It's a big loss for her, and she needs our prayers.
Lord, we lift up Jan Holloway today. Jan means so much to so many of us here, and she has blessed us with her joyful, cheerful attitude so often. Lord, this morning we pray that as she is grieving the loss of her sister, that you can just give her your spiritual hug, allow her to know that you are present with her and that she is loved. Lord, sometimes We cannot solve the problems of this world, and Lord, we miss those we love, and we thank you for giving Jan her sister, but during this time, we ask that you bring her extra comfort. Lord, in your mercy.
Joe Clifton, continued prayers for our brother-in-law, Jeff, who suffers from esophagus cancer.
Lord, we lift up Jeff, who has esophageal cancer. We pray that you surround him with your love, mercy, and grace, that you guide the doctors in his treatments, and you allow him to heal. Lord, we know that this is a difficult place to have cancer, but we are praying and we are trusting that you will help this healing process. In the meantime, let him know that you are present with him. Lord, in your mercy.
Elizabeth Dewar. Prayers for the families of the aid workers who were killed in Gaza and for all the people who are suffering from the effects of war.
Lord, we lift up the aid workers who lost their lives in Gaza, and we lift up them, their families, their friends. The effects of war are devastating, and they seem to never end. And so, Lord, we're just praying that your peace can permeate the world. It can make a difference. I know we can only do a little bit in our own corner, but if everybody does a little bit in their corner, perhaps some real changes will happen. Lord, we ask for your spiritual guidance to help us when we are overwhelmed listening to reports of war and rumors of war and everything else that we hear, that we can turn to you and have confidence that you are with us and loving all of the people who are even involved in these wars, and pray that you guide them in the right ways, ways that lead to peace. Lord, in your mercy. Other joys or concerns this morning? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, as we are gathered here, we are aware of war around the world, of people who are struggling to keep warm, struggling to have enough food to eat, struggling to keep their bills paid and the house over their head. It is problems that we see so often on the news of people who have addiction issues, make unwise choices, and they keep showing up in front of our news feed. Lord, remind us that as many people as we see that have done harm or are having harm done to them, there are more people who are good and who are loving and who are kind. Allow us to grasp strongly on the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Allow us in the midst of one of the darkest times in our lives at times that we can turn to you. Now, some of us might be filled with light right now, so this might not be that time for them. But we still turn to you in the midst of our joys and in our sorrows, in our struggles, and in our hopes. We know that you are present, and Lord, we are so thankful for that. So even when we put ourselves in a locked room and close the doors and think we're alone, we know that your presence can be there with us. And Lord, we are thankful that your abiding love and spiritual peace can come upon our souls and make a difference to us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Our scripture today is from the book of John, chapter 20, verses 19 to 31. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your fingers here. See my hands? Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. That's scripture reading for today.
And that was the word of God for the people of God. We give thanks to God for this reading that we have heard today. This is one of those readings that we hear and we're like, we know this one, right? We all know what doubting Thomas is. In fact, when people doubt different things, we start to say, "You're a doubting Thomas." I was going to focus a little bit today on the locked doors, on Jesus showing up behind those locked doors, because I think, frankly, we sometimes find ourselves behind locked doors. Not just physically locked doors, although we do that. There's many people I know who have their doors locked during the day when they're at home. How many of you guys do that? Maybe I shouldn't have everybody announce that. I don't. I'm one of those. I grew up in the country. I don't lock the doors when I'm home alone unless I'm taking a shower. And then I don't want anybody walking in. Otherwise, it's pretty much, if you knock on the door, you're going to come in. So, yeah, so I don't do that often, but, and maybe I shouldn't even share that online, but, you know, it's okay. The thing is we do lock our doors sometimes. We do lock the doors on our hearts sometimes, too. And the first time that Jesus came to see the disciples was on the very day that he was risen. It was that evening. And he found the disciples behind locked doors, literal locked doors, where they had gathered because they were fearful of the Jewish leaders. And Jesus came in. Now, they should have known Jesus was alive at this point, right? They've talked to Mary. They've had the reports. But Jesus came in and they were overjoyed. And I imagine I would be too. Jesus comes in, they're overjoyed when they realize it is him, when he says, "Peace be with you." But Thomas wasn't there that day. Thomas didn't have the Holy Spirit breathed on him that day. He wasn't told, "If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive their sins, they are not forgiven." He wasn't told any of that because he was the one who wasn't behind the locked doors. For me, I'm thinking maybe he was the brave one, not so much a doubter, but brave, because he was out and about. I don't know if he was getting food or what he was doing, but he was somewhere else and not with the rest of them. And so as they went forward from that spot, they talked to Thomas and told them what happened, of course, because you would, right? If you saw the risen Christ in your room, in your house, who suddenly appeared when the door was locked, you would have a story to tell. It would be hard-pressed to keep that one from coming out of my mouth, I'm telling you that. But Thomas is saying, no, unless I see it. How many of you have heard about somebody who's changed drastically and said, you know what, I have to see it to believe it? I'm one of those people. I'm a little bit cynical at times. And so when I hear that somebody has turned over a new life, that they have finally quit drinking or quit doing drugs or finally had a job that they're going to keep for a long time, and I hear reports of how well they're doing, that cynical side of me is a lot like Thomas, I think. And I'm like, I have to see it to believe it. I have to see results of some test to believe it. I have to see that they're actually keeping this job for more than a day or two to believe it. I'm one of those people. I admit it. That's something God and I struggle with a lot, is the fact that I have to see it to believe it. And so me, like many, look at Thomas and say, we get you. We understand you. We know where you're coming from. But then a week later, they are in the room with the doors closed, locked. They're not out in the world yet, are they? They're in the room. They've already been given that power of the Holy Spirit, and they are in the room, and Thomas is there with them, and Jesus suddenly appears. And it is so weird to me, and shocking maybe, that Jesus can appear, and until he speaks, it's like nobody even notices he is there. What is it about Jesus appearing in these places, talking to people on the road to Emmaus, showing up behind locked doors, being present in a garden, that they don't see him for who he is? Perhaps that's symbolic. Perhaps many people didn't then and still do not see Jesus for who he is. Or perhaps God shows up in ways that are unexpected. In somebody with worn clothing and tattered shoes who share a piece of bread. Or somebody who's walking down a street next to you when you drop your purse and picks it up and hands it to you. Or maybe it's somebody who has helped you out financially when you had no idea what you were going to do the next week. Or maybe it's somebody who just said, your finances don't matter. You are loved. And when it comes down to it, that's all we can take with us every day, is that love. But God shows up to people all the time. Sometimes in tattered clothes, sometimes dressed to the hilt, sometimes looking like somebody you've known and loved your whole life. But he showed up in the middle of this room. They didn't think he was a gardener this time. And when he talked, he said to Thomas, you know, you can put your fingers in my hands if you want to. He shows them to him. He picks up his robe and shows him his side. And I don't know if Thomas needed to see those things to know that it was Jesus, or to know that Jesus' body was still the same as it was before, or to know that he really did go through all that suffering and it wasn't just a bad dream. Remember when we used to have to pinch ourselves to see if we were awake? I don't know, but he had to see it to believe it. And when he did, he was overjoyed to see Jesus. We are overjoyed when we recognize
that the Spirit is in this place. We are overjoyed when we see the love of Jesus shared with one another. We are overjoyed when we see that, just like Thomas was. But just like Thomas, just like Mary, just like almost everybody who had encountered the risen Christ, we don't always recognize it right away. Sometimes it takes God saying our name. I've heard stories of people who were about to go through a green light where they've heard their name spoken. Nancy, wait. And right as Nancy's like, what? A semi goes through. And Nancy recognizes that was God's voice. I've heard it happen. For me, God has been much more subtle with me. It's kind of like those ideas that come to you and wake you up in the middle of the night. And you think, this is a great idea. And by morning light, it starts to become more fleeting. That's how God talks to me. But you know what? In our locked rooms, whether we're in a locked room in a church or a locked room at home, God can show up. And God can surprise you with the Holy Spirit's presence, giving you that confidence you need to move forward. Because frankly, when Jesus came to that locked room, he didn't come there and tell the disciples, hey, you guys are doing a great job holding up this house like this and eating and having these wonderful prayers and stuff, but you know, maybe you need to air it out. Go outside. Spread that good news. Remember what I told you? If you forgive someone's sins, they will be forgiven. That means you need to get out there. Maybe see some of the sins that's happened in order to forgive them. Because if you stay in here, you know, the 12 of you will be, or 11 of you will be forgiven. But there's more. Jesus didn't come to be the greatest secret ever held. He came to be Savior of the world. He was resurrected so that we may have eternal life. But not so that we may hold this secret in a locked building behind closed doors, but so that we can go out and spread that good news. Now, I recognize that behind these doors in this church, we are a lot more than just this one room of people. I recognize that we all do ministry in different ways, and some of us really do good ministry behind doors. But there's some of us who are so good at greeting and meeting people, at sharing the good news of Jesus Christ by being the best friend you can be to the least and the lost, the lonely and those on the edge. Some of them can be better than me. By a long shot, by not being cynical when you've heard somebody's changed. And instead, I'm going to believe it until I see otherwise. You know, that's what I need to do. And maybe some of you are with me. I need to get behind the locked doors. I need to get out of behind the locked doors of my mind and my cynicalness and say, you know what? I am going to believe that this is true until it's proven differently. Because people can change and lives can be changed. But you know what needs to happen is we need to support them in that change. That means that we're not looking for them to fail. We're looking for them to succeed. It's a change in attitude. It's not looking to see if they're still doing what was wrong, but instead looking to see what they're doing right. Jesus did not come behind that door and criticize the disciples for what they were doing. He said, "Peace be with you." And God's peace is so all-encompassing that it can give us that ease of mind that allows us to do what we need to do.
So when we say the peace of Christ be with you, it's not casual words. It's not just a greeting, but it's a hope that that peace can actually change who we are so that we're no longer behind physical locked doors or spiritual locked doors, but instead we can open those doors. We can share that love and we can spread this good news because he is risen. You guys are pretty good. We're going to try it one more time. Because he is risen. Thank you. Amen. Our next song is Just a Closer Walk with Thee. I invite you to rise to your feet and we will sing this together. Let us pray our prayer of confession together. God of grace and mercy, we want to continue singing the alleluias of Easter, but there are days we just don't feel like singing. Sometimes we lock ourselves away, fearful of what has happened or what the day may bring. Sometimes we allow our doubts to overwhelm our faith. Sometimes we forget about the needs of our neighbors because we are so focused on ourselves. Forgive us. Draw us back to you and to one another. Help us walk in your love and light that others may see in us
the loving presence of the risen Christ. Amen. Brothers and sisters, siblings in Christ, let us hear these words of assurance. Jesus promises, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. Receive the hope and promise of this good news, for forgiveness is ours when we forgive one another. Thanks be to God. Amen. And now, not because we have to, but because we are grateful, let us return to God what is ours to share. Let us joyfully offer our time, our treasure, our commitment, and our prayers. I invite the ushers to come forward to receive today's tithes and offerings. Let us pray our offering prayer together. Abundant God, we are grateful for all your blessings, especially for the presence of the risen Christ. Bless these gifts that they may help bring your love and light into our community and our world. Amen. You may be seated. All who hunger for love come to the bread of life. Here all are fed. All who thirst for the cup of blessing come to the table of grace. Here all are made whole. All who need mercy and grace come to the Lamb of God. Here all find a home. You do not need to be a member of this church or of any church to participate in Holy Communion here. In fact, we serve gluten-free bread and grape juice so that all may participate if possible. We also have individual cups that are available, so if at any point that you do want an individual cup for communion, we do ask that you raise your hand. Otherwise, we take communion by intinction, meaning we will take a piece of bread, we will dip it in the juice, and that is how we take our communion. And so we call that intinction. And so if you do need an individual cup at any point, just raise your hand. The usher is watching for you until he comes up and helps me distribute the elements. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you. He broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and in these gifts of bread and cup. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now with the confidence of the children of God, let us pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our table is prepared. We're asking that you come forward. I invite you to rise to your feet and we will sing together, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. Siblings in Christ, may the love of God, the peace of the risen Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit fill your hearts now and always. Amen. Go in peace, serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.